Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton. Good morning. How about starting a Saturday listening to Western Swing and other things and talking about the outdoors? Let's talk about trapping hogs today. What do y'all say? James Lynch with Wireless Traps is our guest. And James has the opportunity to trap lots of hogs and to do it with a method that is state of the art. James, thank you, buddy, for being here.
Luke, thanks for having me.
I appreciate you taking the time. Tell everyone how, well, I mentioned state of the art hog trapping. It's exactly what you do with a cell phone app, and there could be a trap hundreds or thousands of miles away, and all you have to do is hit a button on your cell phone and drop the gate on them. Tell us basically how that works, if you would.
Sure, I'd be glad. So motion sensor in the trap and the setup on the electronics triggers the camera to take a picture, which sends a picture notification of what's in your trap to your cell phone. And from that notification, you can make a decision to log into our app to either take additional pictures or close a trap.
Pretty straightforward, and I know there's all kind of magic going on right there, but the premise of it is pretty easy. So, and folks, James has had my cell phone hooked up with one of his traps for the past couple of weeks, and it's been a lot of fun watching and kind of patterning these hogs, and they're showing up every day about the same time. That time may change from week to week, but you know, I've started kind of watching for them to appear through their images, their pictures, to show up on my cell phone, James. Now, what makes this so effective in controlling hogs? And by controlling, we're talking about reducing their numbers, yes, but hog trappers can, down in Texas for sure, Oklahoma, and a lot of places where there are lots of hogs, you can pay for one of these traps by trapping them and selling them, selling the meat, the hogs.
Absolutely. You can... here in Texas, Oklahoma, and other states have holding facilities that purchase the hogs live, typically. You can capture them, load them in livestock trailers, and then they weigh them for you, and then they'll buy them from you. And from there, you can also keep all the ones you'd like to eat as well. So
You bet.
Pretty good gig.
It is. It's a good, and it does control the hog numbers. Also, James, I'll tell her you're writing an article on trapping for the Texas Hog Hunters Association's digital magazine, which I'm very proud to be affiliated with. But folks could go on Facebook and seek out the Texas Hog Hunters Association, and it's called The Sounder, and it's a free digital magazine for everybody. They can read your article if they wanted to learn more on trapping, you know, trapping, wireless trapping, especially for hogs. And the cool thing is you can monitor those cameras, and if there's, say, the camera will show you a picture of one hog in the trap and six outside, well, then you can make you can activate the camera to take another picture, send it back to you when they're all in there, and then basically you just click the button and that door gate to that trap, wherever it may be, drops. And that alone is kind of magic to me. You know,
it really is. It's really a lot of fun as well. It is doing a lot of good, capturing and reducing the number of feral hogs on properties. It's really a great management tool, not only for managing in crop areas or farming areas, but it's also great for hunting ranches and places of that nature to reduce the number of hogs to remove that competition from their environment.
You bet. Well, James, we are already out of time, but I'll get you back in the not-too-distant future and let you shed some more light. Maybe next time we'll talk about effective ways to get the hogs in close where you can trap them or shoot them. How about that?
Sounds great, Luke.
Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.